AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama and other world leaders are launching 2 weeks of final talks aiming for a new global accord on climate change. AP White House correspondent Mark Smith reports from Paris.
Unlike previous big climate summits, this one has world leaders flying in at the start of a final two-week round of talks. Plus, they've made their pledges to limit heat-trapping emissions ahead of time. So there is optimism Paris can finalize a deal. Indeed, the main outstanding issue seems to be financing for the poorest countries to switch to clean technology and cope with the damage global warming's blamed for.
Analysts are getting a better picture of the weekend's retail sales numbers. National Retail Federation spokeswoman Kathy Grannis Allen says turnout was stronger than expected for Black Friday sales events.
Nearly 20 million more people said that they ended up shopping over the weekend than had originally planned to about 2 weeks ago. So it's clear that the deals and the promotions really were worth it for holiday shoppers this year.
Democratic presidential primary candidates have spoken at the New Hampshire party's annual Jefferson Jackson dinner. Hillary Rodham Clinton says that pay scales in America need to be more fair.
Something is very wrong when the top 25 hedge fund managers make more in a year than all of the kindergarten teachers in America combined.
Bernie Sanders told the crowd America has inequities that shouldn't exist in the richest country in the world.
That reality means very little to most Americans because in a rigged economy, the rich get much richer while almost everybody else gets poorer.
They spoke at the event in Manchester. This is AP Radio News. A Lakers legend makes a stunning announcement. Correspondent Mark Myers has more.
Laker great Kobe Bryant announced that he will retire after the season. Bryant has been plagued by injuries in recent years and is struggling through the worst season of his storied 20-year career. He is averaging 15 points per game on a career-worst 31% shooting. A 17-time All-Star, Bryant helped Los Angeles win 5 NBA titles. He was the league MVP in 2008 and ranks third on the NBA's all-time scoring list. Mark Myers, Los Angeles.
The University of Chicago is canceling all classes and activities on its main campus tomorrow following an online threat of gun violence. The university says a threat from an unknown person was passed on to the school by the FBI. A statement says the threat mentioned the campus quad, a popular gathering place, and a time, Monday. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.